Is E. Roy was a quiet, only child who loved books. Walt often read aloud to Roy and acted out stories. Roy later said the studio's animated Pinocchio disappointed him because Walt's telling of the story had been more exciting and dramatic. For Roy Edward, his father wrote to Roy's grandparents, I can't think of anything he appreciates more than good storybooks. He loves that little Indian book you gave him while you were here. I am reading to him from The Swiss Family Robinson, a little bit at a time in the evenings. He sits around and reads and is a fine little boy. He said the other day that he thinks Christmas is a fine idea. Walt's and Lillian's daughter Diane Marie was born in 1933. The couple adopted another daughter, Sharon May, in 1936. Walt doted on his two daughters, as did their uncle Roy. In a 1938 letter to his parents, Roy O. wrote, Gosh, it makes me jealous. I wish we had a little girl at our place, but I haven't been able to talk Edna into it yet. I thought we might be able to go down and adopt one, if we could find one we could fall in love with. But I think my wife is having too good a time right now and hates to take on the added responsibility. Old home movies show a young Roy E. frolicking in the backyard pool with his cousins Sharon and Diane, with their parents looking on fondly. When she was 10, Roy taught Diane how to dive. He and his cousins had the run of the Disney studio lot, riding their bikes through various stage sets. Roy loved to watch the animators at work in their cubicles in the animation building. He and his friends got to test drive the miniature race cars that later appeared at Disneyland. When Roy was 10, he received an HO scale model railroad, which he put together in a tool shed behind the house. The next time Walt came over, Roy was eager to show it to his uncle, and the two disappeared into the tool shed for several hours. About a month later, Walt invited Roy to visit. Come out and see this, he told his nephew, leading him to a playhouse that Diane and Sharon had outgrown. Inside was an array of HO scale model trains with every accessory Roy had ever dreamed of. Though the close bond between Walt and Roy and their families survived early hardship and near bankruptcy, it suffered from the pressures of wealth, fame, and success. Walt and Lillian moved from their modest Hollywood bungalow next door to Roy and Edna, first to a larger home in Los Feliz Hills, and then to an even larger one they had built on Carrollwood Drive in Holmby Hills, an exclusive enclave wedged between Bel Air and Beverly Hills. Roy and Edna moved to the San Fernando Valley, to a spacious home in Toluca Lake. The Kansas-born Edna was famously thrifty and down-to-earth, always doing her own grocery shopping, and employing a couple as housekeeper and gardener. Walt and Lillian had a household staff. Still, Roy E. and his parents made regular visits to his uncle and aunt in Holmby Hills. Still fascinated by model trains, but no longer content with HO-scale replicas, Walt had built a coal-fire steam railroad that wound through the 5-acre property and traversed a small ravine. Walt had always loved the Central Pacific, so he used the CP logo and called his line the Carrollwood Pacific. The track ran 2,615 feet and included a 90-foot concrete-reinforced tunnel, which neighbors referred to as Los Angeles' longest bomb shelter. The cars and engine were 1/8 scale, and Walt had the coal custom